Hello, and welcome to this Learn English Elementary recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Hello once again and welcome to the Learn English Elementary podcast number 9 with me, Ravi, from Manchester.
And me, Tess, from London. And Gordon, our producer from... Where are you from, Gordon?
Me? I'm from Keswick in the Lake District, you know. But I've lived in London for about 20 years.
Keswick? Really? I'm going there this weekend.
Really? What for? Having a weekend away?
Are you going cycling again?
Yeah, we are. 6 of us. We're getting the train up from London on Friday morning, then cycling to Keswick, spending a night there, then we're going to do a really long ride on the Saturday.
You're not going to camp, are you? Isn't it a bit cold?
No, we're not. It is a bit cold. We're staying in youth hostels, you know.
Oh, right. I haven't been in a youth hostel since I was a kid. Are they still really cold and uncomfortable?
No, not at all. Some of them are fantastic. I mean, they're not like 5-star hotels or anything, but they're really comfortable and you meet some really interesting people in them.
Sounds okay. Better than I remember. It's the cycling I don't want to do. How far are you going to ride each day?
About 50 miles or so. It depends. It's more difficult with all the hills and stuff. We haven't booked the youth hostels. They won't be really busy at this time of year. So we'll just stay at the nearest place if we get really tired.
Ah, OK. Sounds great. When are you coming back?
We're getting a train on Sunday afternoon, so we'll get back to London in the evening. About 6 o'clock, I think.
Do you know what I'm going to do this weekend?
No. What are you up to?
Absolutely nothing. I'm going to sit on my sofa all weekend and watch TV.
Oh.
I've got loads of DVDs I want to watch. I'll think of you on your bicycle, though.
I don't know how you can do nothing all weekend, Ravi. I'd get so bored.
I know. I'm going to start going to the gym soon, honest. I can never find the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time now to move on. As usual, we're going to start with Would Like to Meet. In every podcast, someone comes to the studio and tells us about a famous person, alive or dead, that they'd like to meet. We've got Sean here with us today, so let's start by finding out something about you.
Well, my name's Sean, I'm 17 and I'm from Brighton.
That's where my mum and dad live. I go down there a lot. Great place.
Yeah, it's good. There's plenty to do, good shops. I'd rather live in London, though.
I bet if you lived in London, you'd want to go back to Brighton. Get some fresh air, see the sea.
Maybe, but then I could visit my mum and dad, like you do, Ravi.
Well, that's true. Yeah, live in London, have family in Brighton. Perfect, really.
And who are you going to talk about today, Sean? Who's the famous person you'd like to meet?
Matt Groening.
The Simpsons guy?
The Simpsons guy? I always thought it was pronounced groaning.
Well, I did too, for a long time. But no, it isn't. It rhymes with raining. Matt Groening.
OK, that's the name sorted out. Tell us a bit about him, Sean.
Well, as you know, he's the guy who created The Simpsons, which is probably the best show on TV anywhere in the world, ever. And a great film too.
You're a fan then?
Ever since I can remember. And I just think that the man who created something so brilliant must be a really funny guy. To be honest, I don't know much about him as a person. I know he's really old. He must be 50 or something, at least.
I'm not sure 50 is really old, Sean. My mother wouldn't be very happy to hear that.
Well, you know, whatever. He's older than my dad anyway. That's why I'd like to meet him. He must be really funny and really smart, but he's old. What else do I know? Oh, and I know he's got kids. 2 kids called Abraham and Homer.
Oh, he called his son Homer after Homer Simpson.
Well, maybe not. Homer was his dad's name too. He got all the names from his own family. His mum and dad were Homer and Margaret, Marge for short, and his little sisters are Lisa and Maggie. Bart was going to be called Matt at first, but then he changed his mind. But I read somewhere that the character of Bart Simpson was based on his older brother. I guess I'd like to meet him too.
When did the show start?
In the 1980s. I'm not sure of the year, but it's about 20 years old. But the characters never get any older. I like that. Oh, and another thing I've just remembered. Doll. You know, Homer Simpson's famous doll is now in the Oxford English Dictionary. I think that's pretty amazing. And I can't remember anything else. Doll.
Don't worry about it. That was really interesting.
Thanks, Sean. Another good one there. Ravi, I don't know why I haven't asked you this before.
Mm.
Who would you like to meet? Who would you talk about if you were our guest on the podcast?
Oof, that's a tough one. There's so many. Matt Groening's a good one. I'd love to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Jackson, who directed the Lord of the Rings films. He'd be really interesting. J.K. Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter books. Yeah, maybe her. She seems quite an interesting character.
Yeah, I'd like to meet her too. And remember, listeners, that we're always interested to hear about people that you'd like to meet. Or even cartoon characters.
That's a good one. Which cartoon character would you like to meet and why? Brilliant idea.
So, send your thoughts to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. That's learnenglishpodcast, all one word, at britishcouncil, all one word, .org. That's O-R-G.
Right. Shall we meet the players for our quiz today, then? We have a little quiz now with two of our listeners. And this time we've got Ethan. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Ravi.
And Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hi, Ravi.
Let's start with you, Abby. Where are you calling from?
From Margate.
Ah, at the seaside. Is it sunny down there today?
It is. It's lovely and warm today.
And what do you do, Abby?
I've just left school. I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Well, good luck with what you decide to do. And good luck with today's quiz. Now, Ethan.
Hi, Ravi.
Where are you from, Ethan?
South London.
OK. Well, I know that it's sunny here in London too. What do you do, Ethan?
Nothing at the moment, Ravi. I finished school last year and I'm going to university in a couple of months' time. I've had a gap year and done some travelling.
Ah, fantastic. Where have you been?
I went to South America for 4 months.
Brilliant. Did you have a good time?
Unbelievable. It was so cool.
Right. Today's quiz is another 10-second quiz, OK? I'm going to give you a topic and you've got 10 seconds to think of as many things as you can. So, let's say I say things that you play. You have to think of as many things as you can. You might say football, the piano, volleyball, you know, all things that you play. The winner is the person who gets the most in 10 seconds, OK?
OK.
OK, then. You've got 10 seconds to write down things that you make. I'll give you one to start with. Make the bed. Go on then. 10 seconds, things that you make. Go. OK, time's up. How many, Abby?
5.
OK. How about you, Ethan?
6, Ravi.
OK, then. Let's hear your 6, Ethan.
Make a decision, make a mistake, make a mess, make friends, make progress, and make an appointment.
Yep, that's 6. Well done. It's not easy when the clock's ticking. So, you win the book token, Ethan. We'll send that to you soon. And bad luck to you, Abby. But thank you for playing.
And remember, everyone, that if you've got a brilliant idea for a game we can play, then you can send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. Now, though, it's time for Our Person In, the part of the podcast when we hear from different people around the world telling us something interesting about where they live. This time round, Bridget Keenan is Our Woman in India.
India is a nation of cinema lovers. Almost 40 million people go to the cinema each month, and India produces almost twice as many films each year as the USA. The Indian film industry is known as Bollywood, and you never feel like you are far from its influence. In cities, giant hand-painted images of Bollywood stars look down at the passing traffic, and in parts of India, film stars have used their popularity to start careers as politicians. Bollywood films are quite different to Hollywood films. Although the plots can be similar, the Indian films feature a lot more singing and dancing. There are usually six songs and at least two huge dance scenes. In fact, the stories are often very predictable and always have a happy ending. But that doesn't stop people going to see them. And going to see films is a special experience too, much noisier and livelier than British cinemas. The crowd will cheer on the hero through all the action scenes, whistle through the songs, and offer advice and support throughout the film. The audience can be as much fun as the film. That audience seems to be almost everyone in India, from the very old to the very young. In the countryside, there are touring cinemas, a lorry travelling with all the equipment to make a temporary cinema in a village for one night before moving on to the next place. It's a love of cinema shared by the whole huge country, unlike anywhere else in the world.
That brings back some memories. We used to watch loads of Bollywood films when I was a kid. They're great fun.
Did you? Do you still watch them now?
Not really. If I'm at my mum and dad's, I might. My mum still watches them quite a lot.
I've never seen a Bollywood film. They sound very different.
I'll lend you a DVD. I'll give you the address again if you'd like to tell us something about going to the cinema in your country. It's learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org.
And that takes us into Your Turn, the part of the show where we ask you what you think. I told you earlier that I'm going away for the weekend cycling. That's a perfect holiday for me. And that's what we asked people for Your Turn. What's your perfect holiday? Let's hear what they said.
Oh, what a lovely idea. I love holidays. The beach for me, sitting in the sun with a cold drink, doing absolutely nothing. That would be perfect. Ugh, my next holiday seems ages away.
I just get really bored sitting on a beach all day with all that sand getting everywhere. I'd rather be in the countryside or just somewhere where there aren't any crowds. The beach is always so crowded.
What I really like about a holiday is when I don't have any plan, you know? I like travelling about, and if I like somewhere, I stay there for a few days. And if I don't, I just get on a train and go somewhere different. That's what I really like. When I don't have to worry about timetables and all that stuff.
I would really love to go on a cruise, you know. A holiday on a boat where you travel to different cities. My aunt and uncle went on one last year and said it was great. Everything's planned for you, so you don't have to worry about anything at all. Lovely.
Well, my perfect holiday would be a trip to China. I've always wanted to go there. It just seems so fascinating, so different, you know. And there'd be so much to see. I'd love to tour the whole country, but I guess that would take years.
Ravi, your perfect holiday?
I really want to go to Australia. A couple of my friends went there last year and said it was brilliant.
Yeah, I really like the sound of Australia too. Let us know what your perfect holiday would be. You can send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. Now let's join Carolina again. Carolina is a student from Venezuela who's come to Britain to live, study and have fun. She's really settled in Newcastle. Last time we listened, she was in the pub with her friends from the Conservation Society. This time, Carolina is preparing a special meal for her friends.
Hi, how's it going? Everything under control?
Oh, I'm beginning to panic a bit. The rice and beans are done. Mm-hmm. They're cooking now. That's for Jamie. He's vegetarian.
Yeah.
I need to grill the meat, and I need to make the guasacaca. Oh, dear. And I wanted to have a shower. I'm so hot.
What time are they coming?
I told them 8 o'clock. I hope they're late.
Don't panic. You've got plenty of time. What can I do to help? What's whatever it was.
Guasacaca. It's like a salad sort of thing, mm-hmm. with avocados and herbs. Uh-huh. It goes with the meat.
Well, why don't you tell me what to do and I'll make it while you have a shower.
Oh, okay, thanks. You're an angel. You need an onion, some green pepper, some red pepper, mm-hmm. some garlic, some parsley, uh-huh. and you chop it all up in quite small pieces and put everything in a bowl. It's all here, look.
Okay, I'll start chopping. How much garlic?
Three of those. What do you call them? The small parts of garlic?
Cloves? You mean cloves? Three of these?
Mm, yes, that's right.
Then what?
Then you put it in a bowl with olive oil, vinegar, a little sugar and some chili powder. Mm-hmm. Oh, and some salt.
And what about the avocado?
Oh, you add that at the end. Uh-huh. There are two avocados in the fridge. Right. You mash one, you know, with a fork, so it's like a paste. Mm-hmm. And the other one you just chop, so it's in pieces.
Mm-hmm. I think I can manage that. Mm. And then I add the avocados to the stuff in the bowl.
Yes, and put it in the fridge.
Right, no problem. You go and make yourself look beautiful.
Hi.
Here we are.
Oh, hi. Hi, Henry.
Hi. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Did you find it okay?
Yeah, it was easy. We've brought a bottle of wine. It's white. It probably needs to go in the fridge.
And we brought these two for you.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I love chocolate. Thanks.
Can we put our coats somewhere?
Oh, you can put them in my room.
Here, I'll take them.
Oh. Well, sit down. Make yourselves at home.
Thanks. It's a nice place you've got here. Mm. Great kitchen, really big.
Thanks. Yes, we're very lucky. Now, what would you all like to drink? We've got wine. So here it is. Just help yourselves.
It looks delicious.
Oh, I hope so.
This is good. What's in it?
Rice and black beans and onion and pepper and some spices.
Delicious. Is this a traditional Venezuelan dinner then?
Well, in Venezuela we usually eat a big meal for lunch and have a smaller meal in the evening. But yes, it's a traditional meal, nearly. We should have fried, I don't know the word. They're like bananas, big, hard bananas.
Plantains? They look like bananas.
Oh, yes, maybe plantains. Anyway, I couldn't find any, but everything else is traditional.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hey, we forgot the music.
Oh, no.
Henry, do you want to come and choose something? I'll show you where the CDs are.
Sure.
My room's just through here on the right. Oh,
wow, there. It's massive, much faster than ours.
I know, I'm really lucky.
Well, here we are then. Just the two of us.
Yes.
What?
Oh, nothing, Ravi. I really want to know what's going to happen next.
To Carolina?
And Jamie. Oh,
never mind.
Right, it's time for Gordon. Are you ready there, Gordon?
Ready.
For new listeners, Gordon tells us a joke every week. If you like bad jokes, you'll love Gordon.
Thanks, Tess. Right, I've got a parrot for you this week.
Another parrot?
Yes, a parrot and a magician. A magician who worked on a cruise ship, you know, the big ships that people have holidays on, had a parrot. But the parrot had seen the magician's act hundreds of times and knew all the tricks. So, whenever the magician did his act, the parrot just sat there looking really bored because he'd worked out how the magician made things disappear. Anyway, one night, during the magician's show, the ship hit an iceberg and sank. The only survivors were the magician and the parrot. The magician managed to climb into a lifeboat and immediately fell into a deep, deep sleep. A little bit after that, the parrot came and sat on the edge of the lifeboat and stared at the magician. The magician slept for 3 days and the parrot didn't take his eyes off him. It just stared and stared and stared. Finally, the magician opened his eyes and the first thing he saw was the parrot watching him like a... well, like a parrot. Another hour went past and the parrot didn't take his eyes off the magician. Then the parrot opened its beak and squawked, "All right, I give up. What did you do with the ship?"
No, that's terrible, Gordon. Oh. I still prefer the jokes about dogs. Actually, maybe some of our listeners could send you some new jokes. The address for jokes, or anything else you want to send to us, is learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org.
We have to go now, but in a moment you can listen to Tom, our English teacher, who'll be talking about some of the language you heard in this podcast and things to help you learn. So, stick around to listen to Tom, but we'll say goodbye for now. Bye!
You are listening to a Learn English elementary recording from the British Council.
Hello again. My name's Tom. And at the end of every podcast, I talk about some of the language that you heard and some ways to help you learn English. Today I want to talk about the verbs make and do. This is a big problem for learners of English. A lot of languages only have one word for make and do. For example, in Portuguese, the verb fazer is sometimes make in English and sometimes it's do. So it can be very difficult for Portuguese learners to know when to use make and when to use do. So, what's the difference between them? Well, it isn't an easy question to answer. Most of the time, there isn't really any difference in meaning at all. It's just that in some phrases we use make and in other phrases we use do. Some grammar books tell you that we use make when we are creating something, something that we can touch. This is sometimes true. Listen to Carolina talking about the guasacaca. Which verb does she use?
I need to grill the meat and I need to make the guasacaca. Oh dear, and I wanted to have a shower. I'm so hot.
She says, I need to make the guasacaca. We often use make when we're talking about food, dishes that we've created from other things. We don't make meat. That comes from an animal already made. We just cook it. Now listen to Emily offering to help with a guasacaca.
Well, why don't you tell me what to do and I'll make it while you have a shower?
Emily uses make too. She's going to make the guasacaca for Carolina. So try to remember this use of make with food. You can say to your friend, this soup is delicious. You must tell me how to make it. Or, this cake is very good. Did you make it yourself? But there are lots of other phrases with make. The quiz in this podcast was about things that you can make. Listen to the last part.
Okay then, let's hear your six, Ethan.
Make a decision, make a mistake, make a mess, make friends, make progress, and make an appointment.
Ethan gives 6 examples of phrases with make. You make the bed when you get up in the morning. You can make an important decision. You can make a mistake. Not do. We don't say do a mistake. You can make a mess. If you drop things all over the floor, for example. You can make friends, just like Carolina has in Newcastle. And you can make an appointment to see the doctor or the dentist. We always use make in these phrases. There's no reason for using make. It isn't because of the meaning of the phrases. It's just what we say. It's a good idea to keep a page in your notebook for phrases with make and do, and try to learn them. Start with the ones from this podcast, and then add to them when you find more. Here are 2 phrases with do that you can add too. We say, do your homework. Do, not make. Say, I'm sorry, I didn't do the homework, to your teacher. And we also say, do an exam, or do a test, never make. Okay, now for something different. I noticed a phrase in this podcast that might be useful for you to understand. Listen to Ravi talking to Ethan in the quiz. What did Ethan do after he left school?
What do you do, Ethan?
Nothing at the moment, Ravi. I finished school last year and I'm going to university in a couple of months' time. I've had a gap year and done some travelling.
Ethan had a gap year after he finished school. It means that he didn't start university immediately after he finished school. He waited for a year. Lots of British students have gap years. Sometimes they work for a few months to get some money and then they go travelling to see the world. Sometimes they go and do voluntary work for a year. The universities are usually very happy about this. They think it gives the students experience of the real world before they start studying hard again. So, now you know what a gap year is, if you hear anyone say it. Now I want you to listen to Carolina again. Carolina speaks very good English, but sometimes there are words that she doesn't know. Listen to what she says when she doesn't know the word.
Okay, I'll start chopping. How much garlic?
Three of those. What do you call them? The small parts of garlic?
Cloves? You mean cloves? 3 of these?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, she asks Emily, what do you call them? But she also tries to describe the thing that she doesn't know. She says, the small parts of garlic. This is very important when you don't know a word. Don't just stop. Try to describe what you want to say. Listen to Carolina again.
But yes, it's a traditional meal, nearly. We should have fried... I don't know the word. They're like bananas. Big, hard bananas.
Plantains? They look like bananas.
Yes, maybe plantains.
She doesn't know the word plantains, so she says, they're like bananas, big, hard bananas. And Henry understands what she wants to say. Try to do the same thing when you don't know a word. Don't stop. Keep talking. Use different words to describe what you want to say. People will understand and give you the word that you need. Before I go, as usual, I want to give you a useful phrase from the podcast. A phrase for you to use. Listen to what Carolina says to Jamie and Henry.
Well, sit down. Make yourselves at home.
Yes, it's another phrase with make. She says, make yourselves at home. She wants them to be relaxed and comfortable, as if they were in their own homes. Yourselves is plural. Carolina is speaking to 2 people. If you're talking to 1 person, then you say, make yourself at home. So, try to use the phrase when someone comes to visit you in your house. Say, make yourself at home. Okay, that's all from me today. Remember, you can send your questions to me at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Or write to me about any interesting language that you noticed. In a moment, you'll hear the address for the website where you can read everything you've heard in this podcast. So, bye for now.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.